This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Winning with Wellness. I am so excited to tap into the masculine. We are having a conversation today around all things men. And women, you need to listen to this too. It's important information. It's valuable when we talk about wellness for everybody. We're all connected to a male in some way. We didn't get here without them. So really important to tap into this conversation. Travis, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm so good. I'm so thrilled to have you here. I'm going to share with everybody a little bit about what you do, and then I will get into this amazing conversation. So you guys, Travis Bellinger is a dynamic coach, speaker, best-selling co-author, and founder of Men on Fire. Travis helps men ignite their life and reclaim their passion and purpose to create the success and legacy they desire. So I have been blessed to listen to you speak, Travis. It is so much deeper than what you've just, you know, the bio doesn't even do it justice. It's like what you do is you show men that it's possible, that you connect them to a new way of being. And I really want to dig in with you and ask you a deep question around wellness. So, you know, many of us live in a gray area of wellness, where we're not healthy and we're not sick. We're kind of in the middle. Why is redefining wellness important to you?
Because back in the day, when you would ask somebody, even nowadays, you can ask that question about who a guy is, and they'll tell you that what they do for their job. Mm-hmm. You know, they won't talk about, they might say, oh, I'm a coach and I do this. They won't talk about the really important stuff, like their body is, what state their body's at. A lot of guys just kind of roll along, and then they don't, you know, typical guys don't go see doctors. And then, you know, all of a sudden they're hit with a crisis in their body, and then it's an emergency, and they're so far in the hole that, you know, it's mindset. Mm-hmm. And so what is going to give them a different mindset? If you're used to going to work every day and going out and drinking with your buddies afterwards, or just sitting around watching TV because you've worked so hard, you're entitled to sitting around and watch TV. But how about some discipline? How about, you know, listening to something that's good, that's other than your work, that is good for your mind, that talks about your body, that talks about your heart stuff? Because a lot of times we get so wrapped up in what we do and what defines us in our jobs that we forget that, you know, sometimes we have partners, we have kids, we have families, we have ourselves to take care of, and we don't take care of ourselves. And then we end up with trauma, right? And then there's the part about your mind. It's hard to describe what happens when you do mindset work for a couple of years or even a year consistently. The tweak that happens to your brain, I went through that, and I was just like, oh my God, I am a totally different person from what I was 3 or 4 years ago to where I am now. You know, I went from not being on social media at all to doing videos every day, talking about everything. And it was really good. And I had people complimenting me on my videos and saying, you know, what you said really means a lot. And I've always been a kind of a chatty person. So when I started personal development, I just was more intentional about sending guys videos and messages, and guys were like, dude, that was exactly what I needed to hear today. I got out of work and I had a crappy day, and then I listened to your message, and that turned my whole week around. So yeah, super powerful. Like, and I probably wouldn't have done that if I didn't start doing personal development and doing more reading and listening.
So what do you think is the roadblock for personal development when we think of men as a whole? You know, because there's the stereotype with, like, they don't go to the doctor. I mean, you hit them all.
Right? Yeah.
You know, they're not going to share their feelings. They're not going to do this. What do you think is the, like, tell me, share with me.
Well, it's it's patterns. It's I call it, you can get into some of the stuff. Some of it's generational trauma. Mm-hmm. Some of it's generational behaviors where you just don't talk about stuff. You don't read. I mean, when I grew up, I love my parents. We had Reader's Digest, but the things I liked reading, read it when you go to the bathroom, they always had a Reader's Digest there, and that's what they read, or they read romance novels. There wasn't a personal development book in our house to be had. It just wasn't a thing. And it wasn't anything negative about them or about how we lived. We just, it wasn't a thing. Nobody really ever talked about that kind of stuff. You know, you had the Bible because we went to church, and you had Reader's Digest and you had a few magazines, but it's patterns, what you grow up with. Like what you know is a lot of times how you grow. Like, and if that's what you're around, then that's what you're going to be used to, and you're not going to know any different. And, you know, I was, when I moved off the farm, when I was 19, I moved into the city, and the first influential guy I met was a guy that was in network marketing. And of all the things, he was in the good old Amway business.
Oh my goodness.
And he was like, and I'd heard about it before, but what attracted me to it was the mindset stuff they did. And this guy's like, I said, yeah, I heard my aunt was in it. They're really good products. I said, sign me up. I want to do it. And he goes, no, you got to come to a meeting first. You got to meet some people first. I'm like, no, sign me up. And so the first book he gave me was How to Win Friends and Influence People. Mm. And that tweaked my brain. And I have read that book and given it away like a dozen times over my lifetime. And there's just things in there you just weren't taught. Like, yeah, I learned growing up on a farm how to be nice to people, what charity was. You know, I was involved in youth group. I was in 4-H. And you learned about community service work, but it was a very small little area that you were exposed to. So now with social media and stuff, it really just kind of blew it up. And the exposure I have to all these different people, these influencers and teachers, has been crazy. But you have to just put it in your mind, okay, these people have what everybody wants. They have family, they have financial success, they have mental wellness, they have good physical condition. Okay, well, you have to break that barrier of, I can't do that. Mm. You know, limited mindset is so crazy. And the stories we tell ourselves are even more crazy. Like, some of us are defeating ourselves.
Totally. We're literally working against ourselves. So I'm curious, when you think of the stereotype and you think of leading a movement, you really are, of trying to show men that there is a different way, right? Like, you know, you're breaking down the stereotypes and the barriers. Like you said, for yourself, it was just even reading a book that inspired you to think in a different way. When we have listeners right now that are probably either, they may have dads, they may have sons, they may have best friends, partners. When we think of those individuals, like, what would you say would be a great way to approach, knowing, you know, approach like, hey, do you want to try reading this? Because again, if somebody is like, ooh, if I read that book, I'm this, says this about me, like, how do you bust through that brick wall?
So there's two, I got two stories I can tell about that. So you can make an assessment of all the people you've met in your life.
Right.
Some of the most difficult people I've met are engineers, because they're very formulaic thinking, right? That's how they think. It's all process oriented. And I was contracting to the city of Edmonton, and I was working with this engineer, and he was very stoic, you know, just always closed off, very serious all the time. And then he told me one day, he's like, I knew this guy for a few years. He got married. And after his first year, he's like, my wife's pregnant. And I said, oh, yeah. I said, can I give you some personal advice? And he's like, sure. So I kind of pull up a chair and I said, every day that your wife's pregnant, talk into your wife's belly and say hello to your baby. Mm. He's like, what? I said, make her microphone, her belly button be the microphone and talk to your baby. I said, it's good for mom and it's good for the baby. I said, dude, do that. And then when the baby's born, make sure you change as many diapers as you can and do as many feedings as you can. So anyways, I didn't talk to him for like the rest of her term, it would have been. He had the baby, and he came back like 2 years later and he says, dude, that was like the best advice that you could have, anybody's ever given me about that. He says, that connection that I have with my wife and my kid now is so powerful. And I said, he goes like, whatever made you think of that? I said, dude, read some books. You're a smart guy. You go to school for 7 years to be an engineer. Invest in yourself and read some books. And so now I tell guys, I said, all these successful guys I've read, they say to spend 2% of your income on yourself. I said, what are you spending on yourself? And most guys are like clothes. They buy clothes.
Right.
For
yeah.
Or that's sports, about it. Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, dude, you need to invest in yourself too. You need to put something in here to change this so that, you know, everybody else around you can benefit. I said, if you always do what you've always done, that saying, right. And so telling guys, like, you need to have those conversations. And I've owned a welding business for 20 years, and I had a friend come up from another city to pick up some stuff for me. And we're wrapping it up, and he's going to get in his truck. And I said, dude, what are you doing later? Like, what's going on? Going home. I don't know if I'm staying together with my partner. They've been together 11 years. And I said, whoa. I said, wait a second. What do you mean you don't know? The conversation continued for another half an hour in the backyard. And I said, dude, when was the last time you read a book? He's like, dude, I don't read books. And like, picture this big, like 6 foot, 250 pound, heavy set guy, bald, tattoos. I don't read books, dude. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't read books? And I always tell guys, dude, it's not cool to not read books. Like, you're a trained tradesman and you won't read books. And so I went and got 2 copies of The 5 Love Languages. And I said, dude, I'm going to give you these 2 books. I want you to give one to your wife. You guys need to read these books. And he's like, I said, do you love your wife? And he's like, yes. I said, you need to read these books. Halfway back to Calgary, he phones me and he goes, he was all emotional. He's like, dude, my wife has read this book before. I think you just saved my marriage.
Wow. Power.
Yeah. Like and to this day, they got a great relationship. And then he started posting pictures with them together. And it's one of those things where just asking those questions, right? Because most guys are not going to get asked those questions, you know? And if you don't share your experience with other people, like a lot of guys don't share those emotional experiences because it's vulnerable and it's emotional and sensitive. And I'm like, who the hell cares? You know, you don't care if you buy a set of mag wheels for your truck that it's totally unreasonable and you spend $4,000 on wheels. You don't care about that, what people think, but you would care that you shared something emotional that might help that guy's life.
Yeah.
So
can you let that land for a second? You'll spend money on things, but you won't put yourself in a vulnerable state. Wow.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Well, we spend money on the tools we need, right? Like I had welding trucks. I have a skid steer. You know, I need to buy good equipment. And I said, if it doesn't have a good intention, I generally don't buy it. But you have to spend money on training. You have to spend money on quality, on tools, because what you put in is what you get out.
So when you think about books, let's just say you're leading people to water, right? You're leading people to the water. What is the one book that you always recommend?
How to Win Friends and Influence People is a huge one, especially if you're in any kind of business setting. That's the first one. But there's a key group of books that I always recommend for guys. If it's more on the coaching side of things, Lewis Howes, his book about masks is incredible. Like, it's to hear a story like that is just so powerful. And most guys don't think about the masks that you wear. Like, men and women both wear masks. And so that book explains in depth 100%, you know, the masks that we wear and that you don't have to wear them. So,
okay, you guys, did you hear those 2 books?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are
his book is Masks of Masculinity, by the way.
Masks of Masculinity.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So when we think about, oh my gosh, you and I could talk for 1,000 hours, honestly. I could just So when you think, let's tap into wellness again for a little bit. So what modality do you like to use, or would you recommend in overall, like, wellness? What's one of the practices that you like to bring into play?
So for me, because I'm a very physical guy, deep tissue massage has always been my thing. I love that, just breaking down, and because it just like pushes all the stress out of your muscles. It just gets it all out there. Right. And I always tie that in with chiropractic. That's been my huge thing. And I've recommended that to so many people. Like, even my own father, took me years to get him to go to a chiropractor, and he's like, now he goes, I can't not go, I have to go. Yes. You know, and I said, well, yeah, because we're always out of alignment. and how many times are we out of alignment physically, spiritually, emotionally, you know, verbally, we can be out of alignment. It's everything. And so I recently experienced cranial sacral therapy, which was in by most people's standards to be very woohoo and very, you know, it's very misunderstood. But my friend that does it, I was just like, oh my God, I felt the change immediately as soon as I left there. Years ago, when I was in right in the thick of my welding trade, my welding business, yoga, I had a friend I grew up with that changed, turned her life around, moved to Kelowna, started a yoga practice, started, she was also a public speaker. Mm-hmm. And I went away for a weekend and that changed everything. And then I ended up going 3 or 4 more times to different weekend retreats. And the change is just incredible. Like to just get out of that mindset. It was like being in a different world when I was there and the energy was different. You know, you're more, you're focused on something completely different than what you normally are. You're focused on yourself. Mm-hmm. And it really changed everything. Yoga is huge. And I've been fit into fitness my whole life, like lifting weights and such and running. And yoga is like a workout.
Oh yeah.
You know, there's things that you do in yoga that will push you harder than lifting weights sometimes.
It's so profound. And I really hope that anybody that's listening, doesn't matter your gender, the importance of stepping in and trying. What do you have to lose?
Yeah.
You have so much to gain. You know, I was saying this quote the other day at a workshop I was hosting. It's good old Gretzky. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
You know, what do you have to lose? Think of everything you have to gain. It's like, read a book.
Yeah.
It will change your life. It will change your life. So Travis, when you think about your younger self and you think about where you are now in your life, is there something knowing the wisdom you've developed and knowing, is there something you wish you could have shared with that younger person sooner?
Absolutely. I think about this all the time. You know, with the age of the internet and, you know, cell phones and that sort of thing. I mean, that was a generation that you and I, the advent of the cell phone came, the advent of the internet, right?
Yeah.
But I wish I would have read more books. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember being introduced to Tony Robbins, the power of, I can't remember whatever his tape series was he had when I was 20 years old. And I listened to that and I'm like, I should have focused on that more. Because that information nowadays is so powerful. So reading and listening and better association, like you get so distracted in your younger years when really, oh, yeah. Yeah, right. So I think that's what I would have read more and I would have journaled more. 100%.
Yeah. Reflective. So. You know, and it's so important that we, you know, and science is proving this with neuroplasticity all the time right now. We can reprogram ourselves. You know, we've adapted this generational story. We inherited it from our parents, our grandparents, our ancestors, and our environment, but we get to change our minds. We get to decide if we want to live the life we're living. We get to decide if we want to change our habits, and we can do that. And, you know, your work that you do is incredible and exceptional, and it really is a generational ripple effect, the things that you do and share with people, because when people change their way of being to be more fulfilled and more honest, living in their truth, it impacts all of those people around them. Is there anything, Travis, that you wish I had asked you that I haven't?
I think it was what disciplines I could have developed in my younger years.
Yeah.
Talk to me. because it affects your legacy, right? And we don't think about our legacy. I talk about legacy all the time. What those disciplines would have been. And I was pretty good on the physical discipline. I've always been a person that exercised, from even a young age, but it's, keeping up those disciplines and what are they like, where do you go? I mean, reading and writing is one thing, but then there's the daily habits and consistent sleep and all that kind of stuff. And people that have done that generally are in a different place in their life. Mm-hmm. You know, the rewards are there. Right. So, and what does legacy really mean? And having that focus, defining your purpose at a younger age. And I know at 19 and 20, you're probably not going to have that figured out, but constantly working on that and figuring that out would be really important, because honestly, I've kind of had my purpose defined for a long time, but it didn't align with what I was doing.
Amen.
So the disciplines around that, figuring out, okay, what is this going to get me to my goal? And I just never really had the guidance on that. And so, yeah, that would be the thing, is what can you do to stay on course with your purpose?
On personal brand, right? Like how do who do I want to be? How do I want to show up? What story do I want to leave? What imprint do I want to embark? Yeah, powerful messaging. So curious, Travis, how do people find you?
I have my Facebook page, Men on Fire with Travis Blanger, and menonfire.co is on the website. And that's social media. Facebook is my main, the one that I use. I'm not really on any other ones right now. So
awesome. And yeah. I understand that we're going to be posting a link for you for people to share as well. In reference to some resources in that, did you want to elaborate on that at all, or?
You're talking about for the men's group?
I believe so.
The Ignite Your Life Ignite Your Life Brotherhood.
I can.
That's obviously just for men.
But that's okay. So, yeah. This is the thing. That's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you guys need to have your own place too.
Yeah. Well, and interestingly enough, like my fiance coaches women.
Yes.
So it fits well together, because a lot of times I'm attending women's events. When I first met Michelle, it was kind of crazy, because I'd go to her events and there'd be one guy.
Yeah.
Maybe two. So I got to hear all the other sides of what was going on. And what I saw, I'm like, there's 60 women here and no men. These events are emotional and important and guys aren't there. Where's your husbands? That's not his thing. I'm like, the event's not his thing, or you're not his thing. Like, how is your personal development not his thing?
Right.
So yeah, it's interesting, but yeah. Ignite Your Life Brotherhood is a good place for support. It's a safe container for guys to have a conversation if they really want to have a conversation about anything. So,
and that's I thank you for creating that space, because anybody that's listening, that is, whether you're drawn as a male to this event or you have a male in your life that could use a space to have a conversation or just observe and see what it looks like, because I guarantee they're going to see a reflection of themselves in that space. We are blessed as women, right? To have, like you say, we go to these events and there's tons of women and we're all feeling the things together. So we have that opportunity to feel supported, even if we don't speak, where there's not a lot of spaces for men. So I thank you so much for creating that on behalf of the human race. It's very important, you know.
Thank you.
It impacts all of us. It impacts us, everybody. Yeah. And it's about time. It's time. You know, there is no shame in feeling. My goodness, that's one of our greatest attributes as human beings.
Yeah.
So we need to dust that off for men specifically and allow them a space to work that muscle and get into it. Travis, thank you so much for being on the show. I so appreciate you being here, and I can't thank you enough for sharing your wisdom.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And is there anything that I can do to support you and what you're doing?
Oh my gosh. Keep doing your work. Keep being available. And I think we will definitely do another episode just to keep going with the conversation. I think there's a lot involved here that we didn't even get to tap into. So any of you that are listening that have questions, by all means, send those my way, and I'll make sure at my next interview with Travis that I get those answered. So Travis, thank you so much for being here. For you that are listening, we are so thrilled and honored to have you guys share your time, your energy. We know that your space in reference to absorbing learning is limited. So we are honored that you chose to listen to Winning with Wellness and this episode. Don't forget, we're going to put all of Travis's connection points into the show notes. So if you're running right now, you don't have to stop and write things down. We will make sure that those are available to you. And thank you all so much for being here. And we are so excited to help inspire the wellness warrior in you. Thank you so much. And we'll see you at the next episode.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now, hit subscribe, and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.